You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
At the top of the show, you would have heard me talking about a ticket monopoly in Wellington. To explain that to us and why it's not a good thing, on the line, Manolo Achave. Hey, Manolo, how are you, man?
I'm very well, Mikey. How are you?
That was it. I should let people know that we do know each other. We've known each other for a while. That was quite a familiar way to talk to somebody. Hey, man, how you going, man? Hi, hey. Manolo. Hi, welcome to the show. You're a well respected and seasoned promoter in this fair country of ours, sir. You would have some thoughts on what's happened. Venues Wellington have chosen Ticketmaster as their exclusive ticketer. What's that all about, man?
Well, exactly as you've stated, it's an exclusive arrangement where they've appointed Ticketmaster as the ticketer for basically all the venues in Wellington, which prohibits people having any option on a ticketer because the contract is universal. So there's two issues here. Number one, of course, is the exclusivity. Which we believe it contravenes the Commerce Act in not giving, in terms of competition. They're making an arrangement where they substantially lessen competition in the market. That's the first part of the equation. The second one, of course, is Ticketmaster, the only company in New Zealand that are involved in the resale market, which is a huge issue for promoters worldwide. There's evidence that this is sort of possibly being controlled by the underworld.
Whoa, hang on. The mob, are you talking? Well, organised crime.
Well, what happens in resale, because effectively the contract between the venue and the ticketer excludes the promoter, which gives us no control of our ticket price or what happens with our manifest. So, you've heard of these bots that are in place where organisations, all of them from places like Eastern Europe and Brazil.
Yeah, my girlfriend fell prey to one of those ridiculously overpriced shitter tickets.
Yes, but what happens is that people go out and actually legitimately buy them. And these bots, they believe, are controlled, as I say, by crime organisations that are in effect buying tickets worldwide on a daily basis, and you're talking millions of dollars, and effectively they're laundering money because those tickets then become available on these resale sites, and as you pointed out, people think they're legitimately buying a ticket, but in fact, it's a ticket that comes with a big question mark behind it. First of all, normally these tickets are ridiculous prices, and you may be aware that, for example, at the Adele concert, there were tickets on Beer Go-Go, which is one of the primary offenders in this whole resale market, were up for sale around $6,800.
Jesus. This is like almost every concert, and it preys on the fact that people really want to be there, doesn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
And quite often, you get into a frenzy, your favourite act's coming, and you get online and you want to purchase your ticket, and inevitably, if you look at any major event that's happening in New Zealand and you Google it, the first line that comes up in the Google search is Beer Go-Go. This is something that they pay for. It puts them in the eye of the punter as a primary seller. So without the knowledge of exactly what's going on in this whole ticketing market, they'll just legitimately go in there, purchase a ticket for a ridiculous price, and possibly, as one lady that bought some rugby tickets found out last year, they were three times the price of what the legitimate ticket that was for sale at the time.
So why is it only Ticketmaster that is connected to this?
That's a good question. There's lots of theories on that. Of course, as you're well aware, Ticketmaster are owned by Live Nation, who own venues, who are looking to take control of this industry worldwide. Funnily enough, though, Mr. Havoc, believe it or not, you could not buy a Adele ticket on the Ticketmaster resale site. So obviously the promoters who own Ticketmaster, Live Nation, didn't feel that it was appropriate or that it wasn't a very good channel to try and resell or to sell tickets.
Right, right. So the to bring it back to the Wellington situation, as you know, for the concert goer or the event, someone who wants to go along to an event there, or the ticket buyer, how much? What's the difference? Explain the difference between, say, what happens if you're in Auckland buying a ticket, and now what happens if you're in Wellington. In Auckland, you're going to have a cheaper ticket because you've got less markup because there's no monopoly. Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, effectively, as I say, the with this sort of arrangement, which lessens competition, there is no choice for the promoter. The ticket manifest is taken out of his control. And I mean, you can imagine yourself as an artist, I'm sure, and I'm the promoter, and we sit down and we make an arrangement for a tour, and you have your fans that you think about, and you say to me, well, look, I don't want the ticket prices to be too high. You know, I'd like to make these tickets available to everyone that wants to come and see me.
Sure.
So between us, we work out our costs and we establish a ticket price, and that was traditionally the way that these things evolved. The promoter then went to the market and put the ticket out there at an agreed price with which he'd negotiated with the artist. But now what happens is that, you know, because this ticketer is in between the ticketer and the venue, they can effectively say, well, no, we're going to put this much on the inside charges, the booking fees, the transaction fees, which takes that ticket price in some cases up to $25 more than what we were, what you and I were discussing.
Sounds like a good reason to never visit Wellington ever again.
Well, I'm sure that hopefully they may see the light of a hasty decision. They do have another large venue there, which is the stadium, and it's effectively run by the ticketing is run by Ticketek.
Yep.
So we're pushing for them to see reason and give us options so that at least there's some competition in the market.
Any chance of this spreading to Auckland?
Well, it has started already. Ticketmaster, this is something which has been...
I mean the chance of there being a monopoly up here as well.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm pointing out. This has been a dedicated... angle of getting into every market, number one, buying the venues, number two, buying the ticketers, and in Auckland's case, the Auckland Live, that control many of the main venues in Auckland, have got it exactly the same, an exclusive ticketing arrangement with Ticketmaster, believe it or not.
Right, all right, well, something to keep an eye on, and appreciate your time. Manolo, thanks very much.
No worries, good to see you back.
That's Manolo Eche from Laneways and many other wonderful events in the town. Thank you very much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.